An example I always love to use is the Battle of Hastings and King Harold, who was supposedly shot through the eye with an arrow. There's a real world. King Harold was either shot through the eye with an arrow or he wasn't. There's no relativity of truth. What is an issue is our ability to ascertain the truth. The truth is there. The truth in the Thin Blue Line is that Officer Robert Wood was shot to death by David Ray Harris, and that Randall Dale Adams was home in bed and was in no way connected with that crime. That's the truth. There's a world. Just look out the fucking window. There's a world out there in which things happen or don't happen, and we're trying to ascertain what transpired, what really happened or what did not. Same with Joyce McKinney. I may never know the answers to certain questions, but was Kirk Anderson taken under force by Joyce and KJ? Was there consensual sex in that love cottage, or was there not? And maybe there are gray areas, but these are questions that presumably can be answered because something happened. Something actually transpired. So, at the end of the Fenton essay, I call our attention to the fact that what we know about the world can change. We can uncover new evidence for what happened that can change our picture of the world. But that doesn't mean the world itself has changed. Nothing has changed. The world is still out there. I may have uncovered a new piece of evidence that changes my picture of the world. But the world itself has not.